All right, hello and welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Good to have you joining me as we get ready to resume our discussion of women in leadership. You know what we're doing. We're taking a look at some of the findings from Pew Research as they have surveyed a number of Americans to find out what their thoughts are regarding, well, what we think about women in leadership, particularly women leaders in business and in politics. So we're taking a look at where they are with regards to, well, leadership. Do we see much difference between men leaders and women leaders? Do we see much similarity between the two? Do you think that in some areas, women are better leaders, while in other areas, men are better leaders? I'm going to want you to continue what I've asked before, and that is that as we talk about the findings of this survey, that you think about what your own thoughts are. You be thinking about, you know, for those of you who are ladies, who are women in leadership, think objectively about your own leadership. Those of you who have worked under the authority, worked under the leadership of men and women, think about what your experiences have been. And remember now, I want us to think from a very, very honest, open, and objective standpoint. All right. Now, as we move on, though, let me let you hear from three ladies. Esperanza Spalding, outstanding bassist, Jerry Allen on keyboards, and Terry Lynn Carrington on drums. All three of them outstanding ladies. Hey, women really racked up this year. Hear these three. I am featuring this awesome trio of outstanding musicians in tribute to the women in the midterm elections of 2018. The song is entitled Unconditional Love. Will we see a little bit more of that in D.C.? Now, the unconditional love she's singing about is that between a man and a woman. But there's more than one type of love, and there's more than one area in which love needs to be unconditional. And that's why I ask the question, will we see more unconditional love in D.C.? If it happens there, will we see it begin to flow down to the other levels of government? You know I'm going to definitely let you hear more of that as we go. We've got to hear more of those ladies. They can play. And Esperanza on the vocals can really sing. She has a beautiful voice, and she knows how to work that voice to make the notes sing out. Okay, so here we go. We're taking a look at women in leadership. One of the areas where we left off earlier in the week, as I was discussing this, is this whole notion of some of the leadership qualities that men and women have. And for the most part, the majority of the Americans say that really, when it comes to some of the leadership traits that are essential for leadership in politics and business. Most people say that while a majority of adults, you know, while a while male and female leaders do have different leadership styles, relatively few think that either gender has a better overall approach than the other. And for those of you who were with me earlier when we discussed this, my big question was, what has your experience been? For those of you who have been under the leadership of both genders, did you find those leadership styles to be different or pretty much the same? If they were different, did you find one style to be any better than the other overall? And again, now, let's approach all of this with very, very open minds, critical thinking, honesty. Yeah, let's not go into it with the mindset of trying to prove that one gender is any better than the other. It's really not necessary that either gender be found to be the better. Now, what is important is that regardless of gender, all leaders are steadily working on self-improvement, being better leaders than they are. Not necessarily better leaders than leaders of the other gender, not even better leaders than leaders of the same gender, just better leaders than they are. Can they be doing a better job a year from now than they're doing today? Is the job that they're doing as a leader today better than the job they were doing 6 months ago, regardless of gender? Okay. Those who do see a difference between male and female leaders across a range of leadership traits and behaviors perceive women to be stronger in most areas, both in politics and in business. Being compassionate and empathetic, being able to work out compromises, are prominent examples of this. Now, that leads me to a question. When we look at the way our business leaders lead business, do we find a very, very real difference in the real world? Now, not looking at, okay, I'm just going to say this gender does better, that gender, the reality of it. For example, when it comes to big business, when we've had female leaders leading Fortune 500 companies, did they seem to do a noticeably different job? Did they have a different end game? Did they tend to have different goals than the men who run Fortune 500 companies? Or did they seem to run those Fortune 500s about the same as men run them? Now, we do know that there have been women who have run big businesses, Fortune 500s, who have wanted to enlist some cost-cutting measures. And one of the things they did was got rid of employees. We know that women have wanted to maybe make the company more profitable by, say, selling off certain divisions of the country, of the company. And sometimes it worked out, and at other times it did not. At other times, in fact, it was a mess. Are those outcomes any different than the outcomes that we see when men are leading the charge? Actually, they're the same. Okay, they're saying, now, I'm just saying now, let's question the results found in the surveys. In the surveys, they say that in politics and business, women are more compassionate and more empathetic. Okay, so that being the case, one of the findings we should see in the world of politics is women voting along gender lines in support of any policies, any proposals, any measures that would say all Americans should be entitled to health care. all Americans should be able to easily access funds for education. All Americans should be able to receive whatever job training they need in order to get a good job. And we should see that right down the line. 80% of the females, at the very least, in support of these positions. Because again, now, it takes a compassionate person to want all Americans to receive health care coverage, whether it's through their jobs or something like the Affordable Care Act. It takes a compassionate person to want all Americans to have a fighting chance at living a good quality of life by being able to get good paying jobs by having received a good education. And it takes a compassionate person further to say, you know what? We're going to help make that possible by voting in support of funding, adequate funding for education. We don't want cuts to educational funding. We want increases to educational funding because that has proven to be something that benefits all of America. So in reality, have we found women to vote down the line? And like I said, I'm not even asking 95%, just 80%, regardless of party affiliation. Have the women voted in favor of these measures that experts say will benefit the recipients of these services, job training, education, etc., who have said that it benefits the country, the nation, economically, when these types of services are funded and made available to as many Americans as possible? It's proven to benefit the country, the nation, economically, as a result of benefiting individuals and families financially because of the education, the ability to go in and have their health needs taken care of before they get so bad that they are near death, or so bad that their lives are fundamentally and maybe permanently and negatively transformed. It takes a person of compassion. Do we find that in D.C., in the various state legislatures, that the women vote as women, or do the women vote like the men vote along party lines? And I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, by and large, they vote along party lines and not along gender lines. There is no female voting bloc. By and large, females vote as members of whatever party they're affiliated with. So it is possible that this conclusion that some have reached, that women are more compassionate and more empathetic and more able to work out compromises. You know, we have Olympia Snow, former U.S. Senator, and Susan Collins, who could tend to vote across party lines. But by and large, even they voted the way Republicans vote. They're both Republicans. And for the most part, these two ladies voted the way Republicans vote, for the most part, the vast majority of the time. So I think it's just this, it's just due to conventional wisdom that when it comes to things like compassion and empathy and things like that, people just assume that women are going to be more compassionate, more empathetic than men. That's not necessarily true. Not necessarily. Again, because you think about it, I've talked with a number of women who are totally against Head Start. And the reason they say that they're against Head Start is because they say it's a waste of money to try to give children a head start, to try to get them up to speed and maybe even ahead of the curve academically by pouring money into education on that level. And they'd like to get rid of Head Start. Some of them have gone on to say they think that who said that Head Start should be gotten rid of also say that programs for pre-K are not needed and are a waste of time and money. In other words, these women say the same thing that men say, the exact same thing that the men say, and usually the vast majority of the time based on what party they're members of. You have other women who say Head Start is absolutely necessary. And those who espouse that position, espouse the same position that men of their same political parties espouse. Now, again, hear what I'm not saying. I am not saying that women are better at this than men. I'm not saying that men are better at this than women when it comes to compassion and empathy. What I'm saying is we need to pay close attention to how women actually conduct themselves in politics in order to really get to the matter of, do women, by their votes, express more compassion and empathy? Can we predict whether they will express compassion and empathy, show real compassion and empathy, not empty rhetoric, but by their votes, which positions they support? Can we predict, based on their gender, what positions they will support and which positions they will oppose? Or do we need simply look at their party affiliation and use that as a way of predicting their positions on any number of given topics? Among the public, men and women have somewhat different views about which leadership qualities are most important and about whether male or female leaders best embody those most important qualities, whichever ones they are. There are also wide partisan gaps. Women and Democrats are more likely to view female leaders as stronger than their male counterparts on a range of leadership qualities in both the political and business realm. 57% of Americans think that men and women in top positions in business and politics are basically different when it comes to their leadership styles. 43% say they're basically the same. When it comes to the way they express themselves, do you find men and women to be very different? Do you find them to be very similar? Again, think about some of your own experiences, your real experiences. Back in a few.